Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Maseches Rosh Hashanah has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yehuda Koenig in loving memory of Malka and Aaron Zvi Krausman.
Learning Maseches Rosh Hashanah Daf Chav Gimel. We're going to start the shiur a little bit earlier on the beginning of the second parak, the end of Daf Chav Beis Amin Aleph. The Mishnah says, if Bezdin doesn't know the aid, they don't recognize aid, they don't know if he's a reliable aid. Meshachanim achal idai, so the Bezdin of his city would send someone else to testify that he's reliable. And the Mishnah explains a little more. Originally they were makabel edus chayrish from everyone, and that's a din midaraisa, that you don't need any testimony that the aid's reliable. Once the Beitusim were makalkal that they came to say edus, that they saw the moon even when they didn't see it, so Bezim was Mesakin, so they shouldn't be fooled by the Beitusim, that they have to recognize the person, or someone who they recognize will have to testify that he's a reliable person. The Gemara asks the question, my acher, who's an acher chad? It means that one aid is Naman. The chad mi mehemen, v'tanya ma'isa shabo hu ve'edav imay le'ed olav, that he came with his aidim, v'isa, you need two aidim to be made. Amar Papa, my acher zug acher. Papa said, "Enechanami itakani two edim," and acher means another pair. This is the girsa that we have. The Ari Shainim that a geiris before Amar Papa tni edai, that you have to be magi in the brisa and one ed is neman. That's the girsa of the Ridvan the Rashba. So they hold it's a machloikis that the first teretz holds that one ed is neman, and the second teretz holds they need two edim. The Ridvan the Rashba explain why is one ed neman. And they say, even though Eid Echad is Nem B'Yisurin, that's only Lagambi the Isser, but to be made on a mensh, to be made on the Gavra, that you need two Eidim. So the Dvar explains that since the Och Shash is only a Chash Terabonin, Midaraisi, you don't need any Eidim, Terabonin can make a klal, hey mamru, vey mamru, that one Eid is also Neman. And he says, that's a Pshat in the Mishnah. The Birushayna, hayim makabun Eid is a Chayrish Mikol Adam, and Mishikilko Beisisin Iskinu is a Hezber, why one Eid is enough. According to this girsa, that one aid is enough. Meshachem achal idai because Birushayni makal meis chayrish mikol adam. He brings Yerushalmi holds away. Yerushalmi vices nemzon that the aid echad is good enough. And Yerushalmi asks Akasha, let it say Birushayni first, because that's explaining why echad is good enough. And Yerushalmi says achi ktani, and echanami the reishal sefer ktani v'kulachadihi. Statement that one aid is good enough because really midrash you don't need anybody. But Rav Papa holds you need two edim, and that's a psak at the Rambam. That seems to be the maskan of the Gemara, that you need two edim, even though it's the Rabbanan. Now, the Gemara is mavur that the aid goes with him even to be Michal Shabbos. Even to Michal Shabbos, he could come on Shabbos to be made that the aid is trustworthy. The Achreinim ask Akasha, if Midaraisa, you don't need anyone to come with him, Midaraisa, there's no din to be made that the aid is trustworthy. It's only midarabanan that they required aidus. So what's the pshat that the aid could come on Shabbos and be mechal on Shabbos to be made that the aid is trustworthy? Midaraisa, you don't need him. So how could he be mechal on Shabbos midaraisa because of the takanas chachamim that you have to be made that he's trustworthy? Evan the Rishayna and Achreinim, the Pnei Yeshua and the Turei Evan, that the pshat is like this. The chil Shabbos is mutter, whatever is necessary. Lamaisa, after the Takana, Bezin's not going to be Makabal and Edis and someone that they don't know is trustworthy. That's the Takana. And that Bezin's allowed to be Masakin. So Lamaisa, in the end, if you don't come and be made, the Chaydish is not going to be Makudish because of the Takana Sacham. So Kum Dais, because of the circumstances you're in, there's not going to be a Kiddush or Chaydish without you. That's not the Chil Shamas. It doesn't matter if Midaraisa, you wouldn't have to go. Midaraisa, you wouldn't have to go because Midaraisa would be a Kiddush or Chaydish without you. But Haint, that Midarabanan, there's no Kiddush or Chaydish without you, even though it's circumstantial, that's also a matter of Chil Shamas. Because whatever is necessary for Kiddush or Chaydish is mutter. Just like you could bring along food and maklois, even though if you wouldn't need the food, you wouldn't have to bring the food. But the Pshat is Haint, you need the food. Without the food, it won't happen. So Melech can bring the food. So here also, without this aid, because of the Tkanas Cham Lamais, it won't happen. That's good enough to be matter the Chil Shabbos. Now, the Gemara says, brings the incident to Rav Neroi that went to be made on the Eid Ba'usha. And the Gemara asks the Kasha, that what's the Chiddush that he went, Maile Meimra? And the Gemara says, Ma'aretem Misveik Elohim Mechalal Nishabata. Kamash Malon, that even Misafik in Mechal Shabbos, Gemara L'char is Mavur, Pasha Sagamar, that even in the case where he doesn't know if there's another aid, so it could be his whole Chal Shabbos is Shalai L'Tzayrich. If there's no other aid, anyway, they're not going to accept it. You need two aid them to be made, the aid is reliable. But still, it's Mutta to Mechal Shabbos and a Safik also. As I pass in the Rambam, Gimel Alocha Gimel, that even for a Safik, he could be Mechal Shabbos. But the Mefarish and the Rambam and Ilchas Kiddush HaChodesh asks the Kasha, why is it different than Mila? The Rambam paskins, it's a Gemara in Shabbos, that when there's a baby born bein Hashmashes, it's a Safik if there's a Din Mila b'shmini or not. You're not Mechal HaShabbos Misafik. What's if Shapa Mila, you're not Mechal HaShabbos Misafik? And by Kiddush HaChodesh, you are Mechal HaShabbos Misafik. What's the Chilik? So the Sfasemis, and also I saw Reb Chaim Knievsky in Shekel HaKodesh in the Biurim, says a Teretz like this. So Teretz, that by Mila, it's a suffix if there is a chi of Mila b'chlal. There's a suffix if there's a chi of Mila. Mela, le'nit n'shamas l'dachas etzel suffix. Masheken here, there's a vaday chi of Kiddush HaChodesh. There's a vaday chi of to be made. It's a suffix if you'll be matzliach. It's a suffix if you'll be able to be made. You'll be mechal shamas for a vaday chi of. It's a suffix if you'll be able to be matzliach. There, you could be mechal shamas. They both say it's not the same as what it says in the Gemara that if he does the Mila right before Shabbos, but even that he wasn't able to finish it beforehand, and it came out, he didn't finish the Mila on Shabbos. It says in his Chayev Echatas, it was asif him to do it. Because there the Pshat was, it was a Vaday. It was a Vaday he couldn't do it. It was a Vaday he couldn't be Metzliach. That's why his Chayev Karis. But if it's an Emes of Suffolk, an Emes of 50-50 chance, so then they're saying a tremendous chiddush, you're allowed to do it. You're allowed to do the Mila on Shabbos, even though it's a suffix if you'll taka succeed in doing the Mila. It's a 50-50 chance. But you're allowed to do it, and even if you didn't succeed, it was mutagama to do. Chaim Knievsky adds, it's not the same lechayr, like you have the Gemara in Pesachim that says, if you shech the Pesach and found that afterwards, that the Bailam weren't nimna on the Pesach anymore. So kum taisu shalai l'tzarech. Says, yichayev achatas. But there the pshat is, it was a tais. You weren't trying to do something which has a suffix on the haba, whether you'll be matzliach or not. Already it was nizbar b'shas that you're doing it, that it's not a Pesach. So then, even though you didn't know, so good, but there wasn't neatly dachas etzel de shchita. But if the pshat is, you're doing a ma'isa of chil Shabbos to do a mitzvah which is deich Shabbos, and it's a suffix if you'll succeed in fulfilling the mitzvah, but it's a vade chiv, and a suffix on the haba, if you'll succeed, then it's mutter. That's their teretz, but they say it's tzarechin, tzarechin ledin if it's correct. L'chayr, any time it's a suffix, l'nit l'dachis, even if it's a suffix on l'abba, even if you have a vadei chiyuv. The Tais Yonder brings a teretz from the Ramizal, not sure who that is, that says like this, that tikkun mayadei shani, that mila is different than tikkun mayadei. And he says, teida, shay mechshirin mila ein deichen, v'hach afilu mechshirin deichen, shirin mila not deichen, even mechshirin madeicha. But he doesn't explain why is tikkun mayadei shani. I mean, hagufa. Why is there a chilek? We spoke about this in the previous year. Why is machshirim deicha when other places machshirim is not deicha? Doesn't explain. So I saw Chaim Knievsky brings from Abdavid Aramah that the pshat's like this. Just like a teretz we said by machshirim, that since you don't need the pasuk for the gufa mitzvah of kiddush hachodesh, because for the gufa mitzvah there's no chil shabbos, elamai the pasuk must be coming from machshirim. So who would then legabe suffik? If the pasuk says Edom should come, all Edom is a suffik. Like the Gemara before discussed, what if Edom are there already, and we don't need you for the mitzvah? Elamai, it's also a suffik. Teretz is, if every Ed will make that cheshbon, so come days there won't be a kiddush hachodesh. So al karkach b'hachi chayv rachmana, that you're allowed to go even on a suffik. So that's good for the edur of chil shabbos, even for machshirim, and even for a suffik. That's good for the gzeris hakasif. See, Bemison is a little bit shver that what was the Gemara's Havimina on Sveiki and not Mechal Shabbos? The fear of David Arma is saying that every time they come, it's a Suffolk, and we already had a Mefurish and Mishnah, that even if it's near Baal, they could come. Even though it's Gan Tzitach and they don't need them Mechal. Baista, you see, you're allowed to come on a Suffolk. So what's the Gemara's Havimina, Misveikel, and Mechal and Shabbos? So I'm sure Chaim Knievsky says at Teretz that the Pshat is that we know already that Misveikel, the Edom, could come. But you would think that's only the Edom, the Gufa Dover, the Edom that are coming, the Gufa, the Edom that are coming, Mamish, to save the Edus, they could do it Misafik. But the Machshir for the Edom, what might be necessary for the Edom, and that's Gufa Safik if you'll be Metzliach, that you're not mechal Shabbos. Kamash Malan, anything, even a suffix and machshir, you mechal Shabbos. Because that's good for the Xeris HaKasuf. I saw in the Erbitzik HaChanan, in the Ber Yitzchak, in the first Chuvin Evin Ezer, he wants to say, but what's Takap Shat in the Xeris HaKasuf? He learns this way. The Xeris HaKasuf is because you learn that from my Adam, it's telling you Edom could come, and all Edom is machshirim, and all Edom is suffix, and vice versa could work. But what's Takap Shat? Why are you mechal Shabbos misafik? So he says a very big yisod, and he applies it to other dinim, that vice is a mitzvah derabim shani. You find the mitzvah derabim has different gedarim. A mitzvah derabim, the Gemara says in brachas, you can mashachar and eved for a mitzvah derabim. Mitzvah derabim shani. A mitzvah derabim is mutter even a safik. Meal is a mitzvah deyachid, and meal is not mutter misafik. Kiddush achayit is a mitzvah derabim, meal it's mutter. Avadi, you need exeris akasiv to teach you that. And the Xeris HaKasav is, because my Adam is telling you that Edom could come and all Edom is a Safik. Vais is a Safik is Mutter. But the Yisrael is Mitzvah the Rabbi Mishani. But Lani is Daiti, and I saw a little bit about this in the Karen Ayur and Daf Samach Dal, but it doesn't say this Mamish. But Lani is Daiti, it could be, you could learn up that they mean that it's not the Pshat that the Mitzvah is Deicha. It's a special Hetah for Tikkun Mayadais. Because Bamasin have another Arab. L'chari, you don't need these Edom for the Mitzvah Kiddush HaChadosh. Avadi Mekayim, the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChadosh, if the Edom don't come, and Bezin's Ma'abed HaChadosh, because no Edom come, there also be Mekayim, the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChadosh. There's a keem of the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChadosh just as much if the Edom don't come. Navas, the Torah was Matib and Me'adam. The Torah said, mitzvah HaKadosh HaPiriyah, that Yeshu HaKadosh HaPiriyah. So it could be it's Bechlal the Pshat, that it's Tam Ehete Ba'alma. It doesn't go Tzu, like we asked earlier, of Enes Edech Leisei Sheish Bekaris, but it could be it's not an Inyan of Dechi of Asei Dech Leisei Sei. It's an ayahetir. That in order for the chaydish to be nikvah bizmanai, even though the key in mitzvah of kiddush chaydish is even if it's nikvah shlai bizmanai, but the Torah says, kedei the chaydish be nikvah bizmanai, it's mutter mechal Shabbos, and like we said, and even by a suffix, and even by a machshirim, an ayahetir of tikkun mayadei shani, that could be what the Taisus Yantav means, tikkun mayadei shani. It doesn't mean like a Bitzik HaChanan is saying that the tikkun mayadei is such a big mitzvah that the Torah was matchemu because of it. He means a tikkun mayadis is a different gather of tchia. It's not a gather of tchia that the mitzvah is matcha, and then you would need a vaday. It's a gather of tchia that the Torah is a sahutra. The Torah said anything that's necessary for tikkun mayadis, or even suffix necessary for tikkun mayadis, is all mutter. It all goes around in the heter of b'mayado. That's what's mashma to me, more kar of lipshat. And now let's go right to the next Mishnah. It's on the bottom of Chavez and Medbez. Rishonayim Asiyim Asuas. Originally, the way they were Mediyat to Bnei Gaila, that they were Makanish HaChadosh, is through torches. Rishakilkalu HaKusim Iskinu Sheishluchim Yaitzim. When the Kusim were Makalkal, they made their own Masuas. And they made, and the Gaila thought that Rish HaChadosh was earlier. So male, they were Masakin Sheishluchim Yaitzim, that there was no Masuas, that they should be relying on the Shluchim going out. So Gipshuta Yudemon, that this Bishayni Masuim Masuis Mishkilkal Akusim happened Mizman the Beis Hamikdash was Kayim. It's an earlier Takana. As we find the Indian of Shluchim, even Mizman the Beis Hamikdash is Kayim. The mission says Mufurish earlier, Mizman Shebis Beis Hamikdash Kayim, a Yaitzin Afalayir, Mnei Pesach Katan. So you see that the Shluchim going out Mizman Beis Hamikdash Kayim. So this incident of Kilkal Akusim happened sometime during the Mizman, towards the end of Bayashani. Now there's a Ravid in the Asagis in the Baal Amar, at the end of the first parak, and it's brought in the Me'iri, on the Mishnah on Yitchesim and Beis, and later also on the Mishnah on Chafim and Beis, that the Yushalmi says that Rebbe was the one who's Mevatel the Masuas. Until the times of Rebbe that had Masuas, Rebbe was the one who's Mevatel the Masuas. So the Ravid is bothered by this Kasha. Rebbe was long after the Churban Abayis. If Rebbe was the one who was Mevatel the Masuas, like the Yishalmi says, so what's the Pshat in the Mishnah that says even Bizman Beis Hamikdash they sent that Shluchim? So the Ravid says the Gevaldik Chiddush. He says it's Mavur in the Mishnah that the Masuas went till Bavel. The Masuas went till Bavel. What about other places in the Gaila? What about the other places in the Gaila? How did they know about Rish Chiddush? So the Ravid, the Teretz is that Shluchim. So when it says in the earlier Mishnah, Shishach Hadashim Shluchim Yetzim, that was even when they were being Masi Masuas. Masi Masuas would work for Bavel. Al Shisha Chadoshim, Ashluchim Yetzim, that was for the rest of the Gaila. From the time of Rebbe, they stopped doing the Masuas and everyone had to be Sayyimach on Shluchim. But until, and even beforehand, the Shluchim would be Yetzin for the rest of the Gaila. The Me'iri says, Medem, it's very Meduyik, the Mishnah, The Mishnah says, "Af chafalaf mebeis al shnei chadashim mechalmas a Shabbos al nisim v'tishvei shebehen shluchin yetsin l'suria." Why did the Mishnah say that the shluchin are yetsin l'suria? What's up with l'suria? The shluchin went to Bavel. Why did they go to Syria? The Torah says this Mishnah was nishnas before Rabbi was mevatel the mesuas. So from Bavel, they didn't send shluchim to Bavel, because Bavel had mesuas. The shluchim at that time went to Syria. That's where the Ikka Yishuv of Yidden that did not live in Eretz Yisrael or Bavel was. They went to Syria, so the shluchim went to Syria. And la'olam, that Mishnah is going before they mevatel the mesuas. And Shura takes his yantif, and our Mishnah names are not that way. He asked this kasha, why did the Mishnah earlier say l'Suria? And he said they used to go to Bavel through Syria. Syria was their first stop. And they would go from Syria to Bavel. But he names on that the shluchim yaitzim l'Suria means they went to Bavel. He's mashman that the shluchim were only yaitzim after they were without the mesuas. The Rambam is also mashman that way. The Rambam says the whole din of shluchim, he says, was after him about the mesuas. That's the mashmayus of the Rambam. But Deichik, you could say, is just quoting this Mishnah. Sometimes he's not medayik more than the Mishnah, he just quotes the Mishnah. But he brings the Mishnah of Shisha Chadashim and Shluchim Yetzin, which including the part of the Mishnah, Bezman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayim, HaYetzin Afal Iyar Bnei Pesach Katan, he brings it after the halacha that when they were mevatel the mesuas, and then they were masakin the shluchim b'yaitzim. And he doesn't make any mention that there were shluchim that were yaitzim before they were mevatel the mesuas. It's mashia from the Rambam that they were mevatel the mesuas sometime is man shebeis hamikdash kayim. It's Arachi in the Yishalmi that says Rebbe was mevatel the mesuas. Maybe the Rambam had a different shot in the Yishalmi. So upon him, the Ravid learns that even before they were mevatel the mesuas, shluchim still went out for other places other than Bavel. Like we said, the Mashmais and the Taiz Yantav, it says, is Meklar, that the Mashmai says that no, that Shluchim only went out after they were Mevatel the Mesuas, and Lefisa, you're going to have to say the Mevatel the Mesuas Bezman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayim. The Gemara brings a Braisa, Tanu Rabbanan, Ein Masiyah Mesuas Al HaChedesh Shenir Bezmanin Lekatshe. The only time you Masiyah Mesuas is when the Chedesh is Chaser, when the Chedesh is only 29 days and the 30th day is Rosh Chedesh. The Ein Masiyah Mesiyah, and when do you do the Mesuas? La'ar Iburay. Which Rashi says, Ibur means the 30th day. Ibur, the word Ibur means the 30th day. And on a Chaydish Chaser, the Ibur is the day that you made it Rosh Chaydish. La'ar Ibur means the night after the Ibur. Night after the Ibur, the night of the 31st, that's when you Masiyah Mesuyas, to say that the day before you made Rosh Chaydish. Now, Kipshuta, you learn that the reason why they didn't make it the night before, the night of the 30th, is because how would they know for sure that they're going to make it Rosh Chaydish that day? You can't make it the night before, because who says it's going to work out to make it Rosh Chodesh that day? So Mela Avadre made it the night after. And I saw in the Yishalmi that the Yishalmi says that the reason why they didn't make it the night before was because of Rosh Hashanah. On Tishrei, when they had to make Masuas on Tishrei, they couldn't make it the night before, because you're not allowed to make the Masuas on Yom Tov. It's also to make the Masuas on Yom Tov, it's Kol Yom Tov. So since on Tishrei they couldn't make it the night before, they would have to make it the night after. It's a little bit shver, why the Yishalmi had to come on to the time? Even though L'chair is sometimes, they made it the month Chasa no matter what, like we had early in the first Perek. But it wasn't all the times. There was Zicha sometimes, that it depends. If the Edom came, they would make it Chasa, but if it didn't work out, they made it Mali. So Zicha be a more batuach dika thing to make it the night after. But that's the Yishalmi, that the reason why they didn't make it the night before is because in Rosh Hashanah, it can't be Mechal Yom Tov. So the Aruch Lener is the Kasha, why not? Why don't you say mitaych shehucha avar letzayich huchinam mishalei letzayich? Then it's mutter to go and make it the on Rosh Hashanah because of mitaych. Chaim Knievsky in the Biurim and Shekel Hakodesh speaks about it. Says it's avshem milsus, the zilzul of Yom Tov, the other malachas that you have to do could be the malachas that don't have mitaych for. Could be you'll have to chop down the tree sometimes. Hakabanim dashtei in the Yishalmi that they didn't do it because of Rosh Hashanah. It's also to make the mesuas on Yom Tov. And the Gemara says, "Kasha Amoli, May Machos Avdina Amoli Leavdina Mai Tama. Why didn't they make it also on Amoli?" The Gemara says, "The Teretz, because sometimes the 30th day will come out on Friday, so you wouldn't be able to do it Friday night, the day after the Ibur. And if you do it both on a Chaser and on Amoli, so when will you do it on Meitzah Shabbos? So people won't know. Is it pshat that it was Chaser and they couldn't do it Friday night because it was Shabbos?" Was it pshat that it was Malay, and that's why they're doing it Meitzah Shabbos. The Gemara asks, why don't they just make a rule that whenever Rosh Chodesh comes out on Friday, they shouldn't make masuas altogether. The people will know, if they don't make masuas altogether, it's chaser, and if they make it a Meitzah Shabbos, then it's malay. So the Gemara says, because if they don't do masuas altogether in that case, people won't realize that they're not doing masuas because it was chaser. People think that they didn't do masuas because it's nusu, this nisu. So Taisus asks, if the pshat is that people will think if they don't do masuas that they had an einus, so what's the pshat? Now they only do it on chaser and not on malay. Every time you don't do it, how would they know that it's malay? Maybe it was chaser and just a snusu, this nisu. So Taisus is masba like this. If the pshat is you only do masuas on a chaser and not on a malay, so they'll never say that the reason why there's no masuas is because of an einus. They'll take on the more shkichtika thing, that it was malay. Mashiach, and if every single month you do masuas, it's just in a fairly rare occasion that Rosh Chodesh comes on a Friday, then you don't do masuas. So now, when it comes to Shabbos, you don't do masuas, so since it's not common that you don't do masuas, so people won't know, they won't chab that the reason why you're not doing the masuas is because it was chasher and happens to be on Friday. They'll think, maybe stam, it's malay, and you didn't do masuas because it was an einus. So mela will come out of kilkul. That's the sugya sa Gemara. The Achrayim ask, once the Gemara is kasha, they should do the masuas on both a chaser and a malay. Why? Why do extra work? If they can make a takana that you do masuas on one of them and the other one just leave out, why should you do masuas on both? The Aruch Lemeir and the Pnei Yeshua also answers that by doing it both on a malay and on a chaser, you're bavarning kilkul akusim. If you only do it on a chaser, so then if it's malay, you don't do it at all. If the kusim would want to make a chaser, they'll do masuas. And there's no way to inform the Bnei Gaila that they're being tricked. Mashaken, if you do it both on a malay and on a chaser, so if the kusim would do it on the wrong day, but the chum would do it on the right day, so the Bnei Gaila will understand that something's wrong. And then they'll probably be able to find out which one is which. Al kapanim, they won't be seimach on the wrong day. They'll understand that it's a suffix, so it won't be a big kilkul. So that's the Gemara's kasha, to do it on both the Mali and the Chasa, because then it won't be Shaya Kilkul or Kusim. Avadik and Rashi like them. Rashi says, in the Mishnah, Misha Kilkul or Kusim, Rashi says, V'siu gamei mesuah shaloi bizman ha-chaydesh lahatis Yisrael, and Rashi throws in, U'bezen lahoyim asiyim mesuah salav ha-chaydesh and skanish beim lalad kaminim bepirkit. Bezen only made the mesuah by ha-chaydesh and skanish beim lamad. And therefore, upam achas ebu bezin sechaydish v'lo yisiyu masuas la'erev lamin v'akusim yisiyim b'harim shalahem. Tamash Maklar and Rashi, it's because Bezdin didn't make masuas in a malay, then it was shayach kilkul akusim. But if they'll make it b'en achaydish b'en amalay, b'en achasir b'en amalay, then even if the kusim would do it the wrong day, but the cham would also do it, then they would do it on the right day, and it won't be a big kilkul. That's pshat in the Gemara's kasha. And at Taisa's kasha, v'snusei, the Turi Evin and the Sfasem say a different teretz. They say like this. They say that the whole chash, that people, if they don't do it, they'll think it's an einus, is only if you do it on both, the Mali and a chaser. And now the shaila is, it wasn't done on Meitzah Shabbos. So then they'll have a suffix, they wouldn't be sure. Is it pshat that they didn't do it on Meitzah Shabbos because it was a chaser, and they couldn't do it Friday night because of Shabbos? Was a pshat, they were an einus. Mashiach, if they only do it on a chaser, they don't do it on a malay, it's not shayach esnusi isnus, because if they're einus one day, they'll do it the next day. Taisus, these achrayim hold that once you're only doing on a chaser and not on a malay, the exact time that you're doing it, that's not makiv. If you don't do it that night, you can do it another night. So it's never shayach esnusi isnus, because eventually they'll do it. It's only shayach if you have to do it on both malay and chaser. So then the precise night is important. And on Friday night, you can't do it. And on Meitzah Shabbos, they won't do it because it's a chaser. They don't have a tiny of a snusi isness. Why don't they do it the next night? Because then you won't know if it's a chaser or a malay. So they answer Taisus kasha. Then the Gemara asks a kasha, v'levin on malay, v'loy levin on chaser klal. If shat, you do it on a chaser, not on a malay. Why can't you do it on a malay and not on a chaser? So the Gemara says, Amar Abayit, mishum bitul malacha la'am shnei yamin. Because that will turn out a bitul malacha la'am shnei yamin. Which means that if you do it on a chaser, so they'll find that it's Rish Chodesh right after Rish Chodesh. So the second day, the 31st day, they'll know it's not Rish Chodesh. So they won't have Vitul Malacha that day. Mashiach, if you just do it on a malay, so they won't find out that it's a chaser until it comes the 31st day, until it comes the night of the 31st day, and then they'll find out that they didn't do it, then they'll find out that it's a chaser. But in the meantime, they kept both days of Bittul Melacha because they would think both days is Rish Chodesh. Now, it's a Machlokes Rishonim what the Bittul Melacha is. Rashi says the Bittul Melacha is because of Rosh Hashanah. It says to Zot, now that you're doing it on a chaser, so it comes the night after Rosh Hashanah, if Rosh Hashanah is the 30th day, so it comes the night after Rosh Hashanah, they already make the Masuas. They make the Masuas the night after Rosh Hashanah. So they know the 31st day is not Rosh Hashanah. They kept the 30th day Rosh Hashanah Misafik. And then, right after that, they see the Masuas. So they see that now, it's not Rosh Hashanah anymore. So they won't be Mevat the Melacha the next day. Mashengit, if they only did it on a Mali. So every time Rosh Hashanah, after they kept the 30th day Misafik, that it's a Chaser, so then they would keep the 31st day Pusim Misafik. Because how do they know it's not a Mali? They only find out on the 31st night, if they see the Masuas, then they know the 31st is Rish Chodesh. They know it's a Mali. Mashiach, they don't see the Masuas, then they know the 30th day is Rish Chodesh. But either way, they're going to have to keep 2 days of Rosh Hashanah and Bittul Melacha Shnei Yamim. So Rashi learns the whole Gemara is talking about Rosh Hashanah. The Rishayim, Taisus and the other Rishayim say, Bechinam Dachak. You don't have to say the whole Gemara is going on Rosh Hashanah. Because Rish Chodesh also is Bittul Melacha. Because Rish Chodesh is a minig not to do Melacha on Rish Chodesh. That the Nashim don't do Melacha on Rish Chodesh. And they bring two Makairis to it. First of all, it's a Gemara in Megillah. The Gemara in Megillah says that every Monday and Thursday have three Aliyahs. And on days that there's no Bittul Melacha, and on days that anyway they can't do Melacha, like Rish Chodesh and Chol HaMoed, there's four Aliyahs. What's the pshat? They can't do Melacha on Rish Chodesh. Vayis Tais is a din, a minig, they can't do Melacha on Rish Chodesh. And they bring also the Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar. The Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar says, Isis says, Regilim Laima, the Rishayim bring it from the Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar, that the Noshim got a Yomtif of Rosh Hashanah b'schar, that they didn't do the Ma'aseh Egel, they didn't give their jewelry for the Ma'aseh Egel. So Mamela, they get a schar, they get a Yomtif of Rosh Hashanah, so that's the Bittul Melacha. So Achrayim are bothered, Rashi Gufa and Megillah learns that that's what it means, Bittul Melacha and Rosh Hashanah. That's what it for is, because of this thing, he brings down the whole thing, he brings down the medrash that the Nashim have the Yom Tov and Rosh Hashanah of Bittul Melacha. Why didn't he learn also in this Gemara this thing of Bittul Melacha? So the Turi Evin, first is Mitzad the Pshat, that since the Issa Melacha and Yom Tov is a minig, it's on Rosh Chodesh is a minig, it's the Rabbanan, so maybe it won't be Bittul Melacha because Safik the Rabbanan Lekula, that won't be called Bittul Melacha. But Lamaisi says not the way. Lamaisi says that if you have a suffix, even by the Rabbanan of 2 days, it could be this day or that day, so then you can't say suffix the Rabbanan Lekula and do Melacha both days. When you have a din of suffix the Rabbanan, it's negated to 2 days. You can't be makel by both, because then you're vandaming over the Rabbanan, so you have to be mach by both. So you say it in suffix the Rabbanan Lekula, you find it in a bunch of places in the Peskim, when you have a suffix the Rabbanan, is this Asr or that Asr? And you can't be matter both, because then you're either doing an issa, so you have to ask for both. So that can't be the reason. But the Turi Evin says a geshmak etan. He says that be'emesim, why does it have to come out of Bittul Melacha? Why can't they be misakin that they make masuas dafka on a mole, not on a chaser? But the time that they make masuas on a mole is on la'ari burai, on the night of the 31st day, not the night after the 31st. But the night after the 30th day. Because then you already know that it's a mole. If Eidim didn't come, so you know that the Chodesh is Nisaber. And Mamelech, it's Dicha a mole. So why don't you make the Masuas the same night you make the Masuas if it will be a Chaser? Make the Masuas that same night if it's a mole. But only make Masuas on mole. The only Teretz is that in Rosh Hashanah you're not able to do it. On Rosh Hashanah you're not able to do it. On the all other months, he'll be able to make the Masuas on a Mole the night before. Just Rosh Hashanah, he can't do it. Like the Yerushalmi says that we spoke out, they can't do Masuas in Rosh Hashanah because of Chil Yom Tov. So if you're going to make Masuas on Mole, it's because of Rosh Hashanah you're going to have to make Masuas on the night afterwards. So on Rosh Hashanah, it'll come out a bit of Melacha of Shnei Yamim. On all other months, you could say there should be a Takan of Masuas of a Mole and make the Masuas on the Leil Yiburai. Make the Masuas on the 31st day. And it won't come out of Bittul Melacha 2 days. The only month that you can't do that is Rosh Hashanah. That's how Rashi says in Rosh Hashanah be Bittul Melacha for 2 days. That's the Cheshbon of the Turi Evin. And Turi Evin is talking about the Taisus. So why did Taisus learn the Gemara's Tome Erish Chodesh? The Chayrish Chaydish, you have a Parshat Eitz. You can make Masuas on the night before. So the Aruch Lener answers with Taisvis, that Taisvis held that you don't make Masuas the night before, just like we had early in the Gemara by the Shluchim, that the Shluchim have to wait until the Eidim say Mekudish, they have to wait until they're 100% sure it's Rish Chaydish. And Taisvis learns that even when they go out on the 31st day, even when the Chaydish is Malay, they also have to wait till the Bezin says Mekudish. Exeir the 31st day after the 30th day. Just like the 30th day, we don't let them go out until the Bezin says Mekudish, you want to be 100% sure. The 31st day, even though we're already 100% sure the night before, because once the Eidim didn't come on the 30th day, we know 100% for sure it's Rish Chaydish, but we still don't allow it. Exeir the 31st after the 30th. So Hu Adin, Darach Lener says, will be the same thing, Legabe Masuas, that they wouldn't allow them to make Masuas on the night of the 31st day, even though you know for sure that it's Mu'ber. That you have to wait till the next night in order to make Masuas. That's what Aruch Lener wants to answer according to Taisus. And now let's discuss a little bit Tayel V'Asl Yadan, the Inyan of the Issa Malacha that the Rishayim speak about, the Issa Malacha and Rish Chaydish. What are the parameters of the Isser? The Meisezer brings Rabbeinu Yeruchim that says the following. Rabbeinu Yeruchim says, Nirali, the L'Aisim Shinagu Shalasis Malacha, the notion that a Neig not to do Malacha, Ein Lam Lasis Shum Malacha. They shouldn't do any Malacha. Kiriisi Kama Noshim Toyes. He found a lot of Noshim that make a mistake V'Oimris Ein Lam Litvais. We can't spin wool. Avanas malacha cheris. We could do other malachas. And Rabbeinu Yeruchim says it tais. Vayelan oyles a kol malacha l'fim in hagan. They should ask all malachas like the minig. Oylahat to kol malacha. What's this pshara? They do some malachas and not other malachas. That's what Beis Yosef brings down from Rabbeinu Yeruchim. And Beis Yosef says on this. Vaniri isi noshim naigah shalasas malacha l'estaker. I found that noshim on naig not to do malachas to make money. Avotayv is big, they clear bias, but they do the mending in the house. They don't do malachas for outside, but they do the mending in the house. And the Beis Yosef says, V'niru shikam zein lasis. Shemacha shenogush lasis malacha, tzrichas izoy malasis veklau. If there's a minig not to do malacha, you can't do any malacha. But then he writes, V'ev shet mikar hachi kabil alayu, l'shanay se michol mamish. Maybe that was the original Kabbalah, to make it separate from mamish chol, and not to be asr malachas which you don't do l'estaker. First of all, l'chayr, when he says all malachas are asr, l'chayr doesn't mean it's more chaman than chalamayit. Because that already you don't have any reason to say. Chalamayit is also asr b'asiyas malacha, and you have malachas that are mutta on chalamayit. And that's parsha. There never was a minig that they shouldn't cook and bake, and who are the other malachas that are asr on yamtif, you don't find any minig that they didn't do, the regular household work. L'chayr, the taich of kol malacha means the malachas that are asr on chalamayit. Now, the Ramah writes a lashon, and my minig lashes mixes malachas or lashes sasan as lina basra minig. If the minig is to do some malachas and not to do others, you go basra a minig, and l'chayr is passing like the maskan of the Beis Yosef. Even though the Beis Yosef said it b'derech efshir the mikarach kabil olayu, but the Ramah passes it b'derech vaday. And that's what the Noshim and Noig Hain think it's Satan, that they're not Noig and Issa of all the Malachas of Chalamayit. They're Noig and Issa to wash clothing and to mend the clothing. That's what they are Noig and Issa. But other Malachas are not Noig and Issa. And that's the Minhag Kavua. Noshim do go to work on Chalamayit. They do work l'estaker. Because the Chayyar, they're passing like the Ramah, that they go bust in a Minhag. And the Minhag is Dafka Ksas Malachas and not others. The Bialacha has a whole chakira in this whole iser. The Shulchan Aruch's lashon is Vanoshim Shenoyga Shalasas by Malacha Hu Minig Taiv. It sounds a little bit like it's up to the Isha. The Isha that decided she's not doing Malachas and Rish Chaydish, she has to keep her Minig. But the Isha could decide that she wants to do Malachas and Chalamayit. And he says Rabbeinu Yeruchim's also mashman that way. Rabbeinu Yeruchim's bothered with the notion that a Noyig to do some and not others. And he says, if you're noig not to do malacha, you have to be noig all malachas, you have to be consistent. And if not, so don't do any malachas. Right? He says, it's up to the Isha to decide if she wants to be noig not to do malacha or to do malacha. But the Bialacha says that the Lashon and the Paiskim is very much not mashma that way. He brings kama v'kama rishainim. He says, the Shibalei Leket, which the Beis Yosef brings down, says it's a chay kavua mimais meisha rabbeinu, which he means that medrash that says that the Noshim got this mitzvah, got this yomtif of Rish Chaydish, v'schai they didn't do the egel. And he brings the Rekeich and the Arzeruah that says, Aloshin Noshim asuris b'malacha. He brings the Eshkel of Uderam, the Sefer HaManig. And his masbid is vart. His masbid, the Be'alach's masbid of vart is that the minig that the Nashim are mechiyavis to do, the minig kavua that says that Nashim are suris mulacha, is that there has to be meshunami maischayl. There has to be some yantiv of Rosh Chodesh that they're celebrating. There has to be some bitul mulacha that's going on. How much mulacha is asr, that it seems to be takatoli in the minig of each individual isha. Now, if the isha is naig not to do any mulacha, so that's her minig. That becomes a minig, and that's what she has to stick to. If the ish is naig to do some malachas and not other malachas, so that's what the Rama says, that's their minig, because that's what they're makabel. But what's the chiyuv for everyone to do is to al-kapana be perish from some malachas. Even though Rabbeinu Yerucham is not so mashman that way, but he says that all the other rishayim are mefurish that way. He brings the Bach. The Bach has a shita mechadeshes in the Inyan that the ish is allowed to do malacha. It's the husband that can't force her to do malacha. She's potter from doing malacha on Rish Chodesh. But he says, the Lashon HaRishayim, like we spoke, that Surah's last malacha is very much not mashman that way. Also, there's interesanta machlaikis that's brought in the Beis Yosef, interesanta machlaikis Rishayim, that the Rekeach says that the Issa malacha is both days Rish Chodesh. For Rish Chodesh is 2 days, he can't do malacha on both days of Rish Chodesh. But it brings a Shabbalei Aleket that you don't have to keep, it's not part of the original takana to keep 2 days of Rish Chodesh. And Memela, as it's only a minig medina, Memela, you don't have to be machmir to keep 2 days of Rish Chodesh. Mishbru's mazbul, if he's there, the pshat is you only keep the second day of Rish Chodesh, because that's the ikur Rish Chodesh, that's the aleph b'chodesh, that's the main day of Rish Chodesh. And the other day of Rish Chodesh, the lamed b'chodesh, you don't have to keep. The Gemara is mavur that if they have a suffix of it's Rish Chodesh or not, they do keep the bitul malacha. So why don't they have to keep the 2 days of Rish Chodesh parshat al tzveikah d'yayma? What's the pshat in the Rishayim that say you don't have to keep 2 days of Rish Chodesh? So dachzuk the pshat is parshat. It's mavur in the Rambam that we keep 2 days of Rish Chodesh has nothing to do with tzveikah d'yayma. If it would be al tzveik of the yayma, so even on a chaydish chaser we'd keep 2 days. Why don't we keep 2 days of Rish Chodesh when it's a chaydish chaser al tzveik of the yayma? Teretz, the 2 days of Rish Chodesh has nothing to do with tzveik of the yayma. There never was a takana of tzveik of the yayma for Rish Chodesh. Now the Rambam is mazbil, what's the pshat that they keep that there's 2 days of Rish Chodesh? The Rambam says mizmandei umekadesh al piriyah, they didn't have 2 days of Rish Chodesh. Rish Chodesh was either on lamed or lamed aleph. If there was a riyas levan on lamed, so that was Rish Chodesh. If not, so the next day was Rish Chodesh. It was 1 day of Rish Chodesh. But that's because Bismandi or Makadesh al Piriyah, the Riyah was Kaveh of the Chodesh. And the Riyah is only on 1 day. It's either on Lamed or it's on Lamed Aleph. And that's Kaveh of the Chodesh. And Mamel is only 1 day of Rish Chodesh. Mashenki Bismandi or Makadesh al Picheshbin, so the Mailud is Kaveh of the Rish Chodesh. The Mailud. Now the Mailud is 29 and a half days. So the mail, it always comes out on the 30th day. You can't make a half a day Rish Chodesh. Ein meinem shayis l'chodesh rak yamim at chodesh yamim, the Gemara darshins. Yamim at the mainu l'chodesh. You have to mainu shayis l'chodesh. A chodesh has to be complete days. So even though the mail, it comes out on the 30th day, you sometimes put you off Rish Chodesh to the 31st day, and you sometimes make it the beginning of the 30th day. But since the Meilut comes out on the 30th day, so that day is Rish Chodesh because the Meilut came out that day. And the next day is Rish Chodesh because that's when we start the Chodesh. So the 2 days of Rish Chodesh are Me'ikir Adin. One is the day that the Meilut comes out. And that's the 30th day. And that's Rish Chodesh. When it's Chaser, that's also the day of Aleph Chodesh. So you only have 1 day of Rish Chodesh. When it's Malay, the Aleph Chodesh is the next day. So you have the day the Meilut comes out, which is Rish Chodesh, because the Meilut comes out that day. And you have the next day where the Chodesh starts that day. And both days are Rish Chodesh. The Gemara has no Sheiches. The Gemara is told by the Mekadesh Al-Piriya, there was only 1 day of Rish Chodesh. You had a Suffolk, which one? So say, Al-Suffolk, you'd have to have Bitul Malacha both days. And you wouldn't say Suffolk Da'banan L'Kula, because you can't be Mekel both days. Shenkin, today we don't have a Suffolk, and there's no Din Sveik at the Yomel Gabi Rish Chodesh. So then we have a Machlaikis Rishayim. Is the pshat that since the Rekeach holds, that since both days are Rish Chodesh, so both days have an Issa Malacha. The Shabbalei Aleket says, since the Takana of Rish Chodesh was given for the Aleph Chodesh, that's the Takana of Moshe Rabbeinu, that's what was given to the Nashim. So even though now there's a second day of Rish Chodesh, because we're being Mekadesh Al Pi Cheshbon, and the Meilut comes out the 30th day, so it's Rish Chodesh Mitzad that the Meilut comes out that day, but that's not included in the Takana. That's the Machlaikis Rishayim. And now let's see one more sugya. The Mishnah of Gimel and Beis talks about the Chatzin G'day Lo'isi B'Shalayim and Beis Yazakai Sinikris Shom Kol Edom Wisconsin. There was one big Chatzin Shalayim called Beis Yazak. All the Edom would come there. Bezdin Beit G'nei Sesham. Bezdin would examine the Edom there. Sudis G'delos Eisenei Meshul Shirigim Lovet. They'd make very fancy Sudis so that the Edom should want to come. And then the Mishnah says B'Shayne Lo Yezazim Yisham Kol Hayayim. In the beginning, they wouldn't move the whole day. Hiskin, Rabbi Gamliel, Zaken, Shem Halchan, Apayim Amu Lechol Ruach. Rabbi Gamliel, Zaken was Mesaken, that they could go 2,000 Amos in all directions. V'le'elu b'l'vat, L'afcha choma abos li'alad, V'abal ha'atzum and Dleikum, and Agayisum, and Anorim, and Amapolis. Anyone that's allowed to go out of Tchum because of a Sakana, Her'elu Kan She'ir, they have the din of the An She'ir, V'yeshlam Apayim Lechol Ruach, they have 2,000 Amos for all directions. So why originally weren't they allowed to go out of the Chatzir Kolayim Kulay? So Rashi says, because they were Yetzir Chutzit Chum, and the Yetzir Chutzit Chum ain't Lela Dalan Amis. Someone who goes out of the Tchum is only allowed to go Dalan Amis. That's a din, it's a Mishnah in Erevin, that Mishetsu Nachrim, and he ends up out of his Tchum, he only has Dalan Amis where he is. And the Tkanesh Rabbi Gamliel Azakim was, that's only if Ba'inis he's out of the Tchum, so there he doesn't get a new Tchum, he has to stay within his Dalan Amis. Shankin, if there's a heter, if it's Bishus, if he's allowed the Chatkil to go out of the Tchum for a reason, either here because of Kiddush HaChodesh, or in all these cases where they have to go for Sakana, for Bekuach Nefesh, so then he doesn't have the din of Ein L'Dalan Amis, he gets a new Tchum wherever he is, he gets a new 2,000 Amis. The Ramban in Erevin says the interesting Zach. There is a Tana that holds a Tchumen is deraisa. Rabbi Kiva holds a Tchumen of 2,000 Amis is deraisa. There's a Shittas Rishonim, the Rambam and the Rif, Alpi the Yerushalmi, that even though we pass in Tchumen derabanan, that's only 2,000 Amis. But Yud Beis Mil, 12 times 2,000 Amis, 12 Tchumen Shabbos, that's an Issa deraisa. According, this Issa deraisa lamaisa, locha lamaisa. Kam Rishonim passing away, the Rambam, the Rif, and Kam Rishonim. Taisus and the Rosh and other Kam Rishonim hold, no, according to the Bavli, you can't say that, and even Yud Beis Mil is the Rabbanan. So, Fekter and Ban, if you hold like the Tanoim, that Rabbi Kiva holds Tchum is their Eisel, Chayr, the Kadosh of Mil Azakim would even be like Rabbi Kiva. Or, if you hold like the Rambam, that Yud Beis Mil is their Eisel. And let's say the Edom went more than Yud Beis Mil. So, how could Rabbi Mil Azakim say that they could go further? Why isn't that being over their Eisel? How could Bezlin be master should be Eker, Dovim, and Atari become Vasei? Zakter Amban, Vaistais, if Tchumen's the Raisa, whether Rabbi Kiva's Tchumen of Apayim Amma, or the Rambam and the Rift, the Yushalmi's Tchumen of Yud Beis Mil, the only Issa of Tchumen is to walk over the borderline. That's the Issa of Tchumen. Once you're over the borderline, there's no Issa of Tchumen to go further. There's no din of Ein Leila Dal and Amis. The din of Ein Leila Dal and Amis is Zicha din der Abana. That's why I'm going to Mila Kim Masakin to take off the din of Ein Leila Dal and Amis in regard to a Yetzir Bishus. And the time of the Takana is Pashit in order to encourage them to do it. Now, the Rishonim asked the Kasha, what was the necessity of the Takana? It says in that same Mishnah of Mishitzu Nachrim, a Ruach Ram, and he went out of his Tchum, Em L'dal and Amis, it says that they put him in a Dir V'sayar. As a Machloik is Tanon, Rabbi Gamliel himself holds, and this is how we paskin, that they could go through the whole Dir V'sayar, the whole Rishis HaYachar is G'dal and Amis. And also it says in the Mishnah L'chul Ir HaCheris, if they went to a different city, the whole city becomes G'dal and Amis. If they're out of a city, they're in the fields, so then they only have Dal and Amis around them. But if they're in a Dir V'sayar, they're in a Makam Mukif Mechitzis, or they're in a city, so then that whole city becomes a din like Dal and Amis. Taisus asks the Kasha here, and as well as Kama Rishonim. And Taisus answers, and this is what Rashi says in the Mishnah there in Erevin, the whole din of going to another city is dafka of the city is Mukif Mechitzis. The city is Mukif Mechitzis, and Makam Mukif Mechitzis blames Dal and Amis. But here we're talking about Yushalayim Ma'achar Sheparzu by process. Yushalayim originally had a chayim around it. But after the Yavanim made process in the Chayim, Yishlayim became like a Rishis HaRabim, it's brewed that way in Erevin. So after the Nifritzu by process, Yishlayim is a Rishis HaRabim, it's not a Rishis HaYachid, and therefore we don't have the din of Kol Yir Kedal and Amis. Now Taisus is still bothered, the Kama Gemaris in Erevin and Amashma, even if there is not Mukav Mechitza, says din Kedal and Amis. So the Rishonim, the Rajba, the Ridva, the Ran, Taisus and Erevin says it's also Kam Rishainim hold, and this is the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch, that there's a difference. If you Shavis Beseicha ear, or you Naisin Tchum Beseicha ear, that even if the ear is not Mukav Mechitzis, the ear has a Din Kadal Adamis. Mashenkin, if this is not the ear you were Shavis Beseicha, this is not the ear you put the Erev Tchumin in it. Faket, you were Shavis, your Tchum is a different Tchum, and now you're out of your Tchum and in an ear. So then, if it's Mukav Mechitzis, it has a Din of Kadal Adamis, if it's Mamash Rishis HaYachid. But if it's not Mukav Mechitzis, it doesn't have a Din of Rishis HaYachid, it doesn't have a Din of Kadal Adamis. So the male of the chatzah they were in, they could go into through the whole chatzah. The chatzah was Rishis HaYachid. Mashiach came to go out of the chatzah, that's Aser, because the ear is a din of Rishis HaRabim, and the din of Kol Ear Kadal Amis depends. When you shavis b'seichai, that's even when the ear, not mukav mechitzis, as long as you shavis in the ear, the whole ear is Kadal Amis. There's no din tchumen in the ear. Mashiach came, when you're not shavis in the ear, you were put in the ear, so then, the ear is not Kedal and Amis unless it's Mukav Mechitzis. This is the day of Rav Rishayim. Now the Ramban, and some other Rishayim, also in Avon, but the Ikka the Ramban holds not the way. Holds that there's no Chilik. The ear is always Kedal and Amis. So what's the Pshan in this Mishnah that there were Loyaz Zazin Sham Kalayim Kulay? What's the Pshan in the Mishnah? Aye, they could go through the whole Yushalayim. The whole Yushalayim is an ear, even if it's not Mukav Mechitzis, but Kalayim Kedal and Amis. Zogter and Ban, the din of Kol Ye Kedal Amis is dafka when you yetze be'oinis. Mishitziu nachem, you be'oinis, pulled out of your tchum. Then you have a din that Rosh Hashanah is Kedal Amis. Mashen came b'mezid, you went out willingly, then you don't have a din of Rosh Hashanah Kedal Amis. Now here's when Ramban says, Chaya Chiddish, Sabis Lo Shverish Svara, that even if it's mutter gomer for you to go out of the tchum, but Kol Zman, you did it willingly, that's not called an oinis, that's called like a mezid. And you don't have the din of Kol Ye Kedal and Amis. You don't even have a din by Mukav Mechitzis is Kedal and Amis. Then you have a din that you need, that you only can go on the Dal and Amis Mamish. This also is a Machalik Zishainim. The Rambam and Kamer Rishainim hold this way. The whole din of Kol Ye Kedal and Amis is Dafka by Einis, but by Mezid there's no din of Kol Ye Kedal and Amis. Even Mukav Mechitzis is not Kedal and Amis. All you have is by Dal and Amis Mamish, even if you're in a place that's Mukav Mechitzis. Ari Shainim, Taiz and Erev and Afchav Tess, and the Rajman and Ridvah, that hold that even by a Mezid, you say when it's Mukav Mechitzis Al Kapanim, that it's Kedal and Amis. Al Kapanim, the Ramban holds this way. The Ramban holds that by Mezid, you don't say Kol Ir Kedal and Amis. So the Ramban says, but this is a very big Chiddush in the Ramban, that even by Yetzel Ladas, even though it's Mutter to go out, that also has the same din of Mezid. And Vaita, you're not going to say that Kol Ear is Kedal and Amis, and you only have Dal and Amis Mamish. And here he says, by Edus of Kiddush HaChaydish, even before Tekanus from Gamliel, they were allowed to go in the whole Chatzir. That much, you can't be Machmer on them so much, that not to let them out of the Mamish, the Dal and Amis, that's like Mamish impossible to say that they were Machmer on them, even though that would be the Din Mikra Din. Avada that they were Mekel beforehand. But that's why they couldn't go out of the Chatzir to have a Din of Yetzel Adas. Until Rabbi Gamliel said that faket, that any time you have a hetter to go out, when you suspend the entire rule altogether, and you get a new tchum to 2,000 amis. So nachamo, the Rishayim learn up this Mishnah, Rav Rishayim learn up this Mishnah, and this is the psak, that with that the balt you have a hetter even before the takana blives like an einus. And they see from this Mishnah, even by an einus, the whole din of kedal and amis is dafka and mukav mechitzis. And even though you find the inyan of Kol Ir Kedal and Amis, even when it's not Mukav Mechitzis, that's only when you were Shevis B'Seicha Mikara. But if you were not Shevis B'Seicha, your Tchum was a different one, and you were placed there afterwards out of your Tchum. So only when it's Mukav Mechitzis, you could go through the whole Ir Kedal and Amis. When it's not Mukav Mechitzis, you can't go through the whole Ir. But the Ramban holds, no. The Ramban holds, in all cases, the Kol Ir blibes Kedal and Amis, as long as you're an Einus. But when you're amazed, it's stop. Even Mukav Mechitzis doesn't blive Dal and Amis. And that's Psak of the Shulchan Aruch, that even Mukav Mechitzis doesn't blive Gedal and Amis. But there's no chilik if it is Mukav Mechitzis or not. But here, by Kiddush HaChodesh, this is called like Yetzel Adas, has the same din as Mezid, even though it's Mutter. Why? You don't have the whole ear. You only have Dal and Amis Mamish, just they made a cooler of the Chatzir. But if it was an Einis, you have the whole ear Gedal and Amis. The Bialacha, in Simon Tav Hei, says that Rav Rishayim hold, like what we said, that you don't say Kol Ir Kedal and Amis unless it's Mukav Mechitzis or you were Shavis B'Seichai. But he brings the Ramban and some other Rishonim that hold that even as long as you're an Einis, even if you're not Shevis B'Seichai, you say Kol Eikadal Amis even when it's not Mukif Mechitzis. And he says that Evshe B'Shasat Chak, it could be Meikah like the Ramban. Comes at Negeya, if someone Pasha didn't know about the Issa of Tchumen, and he ended up out of his Tchum, so the Shail is, how much is he restricted? If the ear is Mukif Mechitzis, it has an Eiriv, good. That according to everyone, he could go through the whole ear, as long as it has an Eiriv, it's Mukif Mechitzis. But a city without an Eiriv, Pashtus, according to the Halacha, he has to stay in a Rishus HaYachid. He can't go out of a Rishus HaYachid. Or if he's not in a Rishus HaYachid, he has to mamish stay in his Dalet Amis on the street. The Bi Halacha says, it could be B'Shatz HaTchak, you can make up the Ramban, that Kol Yikah Dalet Amis, as long as he's a Shegig and not a Mezit. The Gabi, the other Shaila, also like we said, it's a Machlaik Zishenim. Shulchan Aruch is Machmin, that Shaila also, that any time it's a Mezit, even Mukaf Mechitzis doesn't help. You can't go out of your Dalet Amis even in a Mokka Mukaf Mechitzis. But like we said, the Akkami Rishonim that hold Din of Mukaf Mechitzis Gedalet Amis applies even to Mezit. Now, the Bialacha doesn't say this clearly, but L'chayr Gam B'zeh Yesh L'Stapik B'Shas Atchak to make it like the Rishonim that hold that you say that a Mukaf Mechitzis wipes Gedalet Amis even by Mezit. The only thing is Yitzchak can't be Mekel both Kulis together. You can't be Mekel by Mezit to say Kol Eir Gedalet Amis even when it's not Mukaf Mechitzis. Because this Mishnah is Mefurish not the way. There's no other Pshat in the Mishnah. Either the Pshat in the Mishnah is that you don't say Kol Eir Kedalet Amis when you're not Shevis B'Seichai unless it's Mukif Mechitzis. Or the Pshat in the Mishnah is that this Mishnah blives like Mezid. And by Mezid, you don't say even with Mukif Mechitzis Kol Eir Kedalet Amis. So that's for sure that by Mezid, you can't say Kol Eir Kedalet Amis when it's not Mukif Mechitzis. Now, the Gemara has a Shaila, is it Beis Yazek Tanam with an Ayin? Or Beis Yazek Tanam without an Ayin? Is it Beis Ya'azek with an ayin? Lishna Ma'alya, it's saying something good about the Chatzir. It's a fortified Chatzir. Or is it Beis Ya'azek without an ayin? And it's a Lishna Tzarehu, it's saying something bad about the Chatzir. The Chatzir is like a jail. V'asa b'zikim. Gemara is not Peshit Deshaila. There's several Pshatim in the Rishonim what the Gemara wants. Pashtus, according to Rashi, and this is the way the Rashba seems to learn at Rashi with a klar, it's only a Shaila in what exactly the Mishnah means. Is it called Beis Yazek to tell you a good thing about it? That it was a nice, comfortable place at Sudas Gedalus? Or is it called Beis Yazek to tell you a bad thing about it? That it was a jail that you partially couldn't get out of the, you weren't allowed out of the Chatzir? But there's no Shail in Halacha, and Lechayr also there's no Shail even in Mitzias that the Gemara was clearing. It's a Shail in Lashin, where we're trying to extenuate something good about the Chatzir, or we're trying to point out something bad about the Chatzir. Taisus didn't learn that way. Taisus seemed to learn that there was a Shaila al Kapanim, a Shaila in Mitzias here. Taisus is Mashman, the Shaila was a Shaila in Mitzias. Is it Beis Yazik means that it was very comfortable for them? Well, Beis Yazik means it was very uncomfortable, but what's the Shaila factor? Lamaisa, Lechayu was very uncomfortable. They weren't allowed out of the Chatzir. So he says that you're not allowed to go into the street. But if there were other Mekaymas that were Pesuach to this Chatzir, that were all Mukif Mechitzis, you'd be allowed out to the other Chatzeris. But Taisus is Mashman that there were other such Chatzeris. So what's the Shaila? Why wouldn't you be allowed to go to the other Chatzeris? So the Taisus Rosh and Erevin, which is the same, says the same Shtigl as Taisus, he's Maisif, the Shaila of the Gemara was that maybe they Stam didn't allow them out of the Chatzir because they needed them around in case Mazimim come. That was good for the Shaila. Is it Beis Yazek Tan a good thing and they were allowed to go out of the Chatzir? They couldn't go out of the complex of Chatzeris. They couldn't go into the street, but they were allowed to go around in all the places that were Mukaf Mechitzis, which was already comfortable. Or Beis Yazek Tan, they weren't allowed out of that specific Chatzir because maybe Mezimin will come. The Ritvan Erevin, which also Mashmi learned this way, he learned that the Gemara Shaila was, when did it get its name Beis Yazek? Did it get its name Beis Yazek before they were Pertsu Pratsis in Yerushalayim? When Yerushalayim had a din of Rishus Yachid, so then the name Beis Yazek couldn't be that it was a jail, because at the time that it was called Beis Yazek, they still were allowed to go into Yerushalayim. Because he always like the Rishayim that you say Kol Eir Kedalet Amis only when it's Mukaf Mechitzis. So they were allowed to go into Yerushalayim. So then you'd have to say Beis Yazek with the Ayin to tell you it was good. Or Beis Yazek Tanana got the name Beis Yazek after it was Nifrisu by Pratsis, because it was a jail. Because at that time, you weren't allowed to go out of the Chatzir. Kapanim wasn't a Shail in Halacha, it was a Shail in Mitzias. But the Ramban, that we mentioned before, learns it was a Shail in Halacha. The Shaila was, like the Ramban holds it has a din of Yetz Ladas, and the Ramban holds that Yetz Ladas is Ein Leila Dalet Amis even when it's Mukif Mechitzis. But he says there was a special kula here that they allowed him to go into the whole Chatzir. But that's the Gemara Shaila. Did Beis Yazik Tan, did they make it a nice, big, comfortable Chatzir and totally lift the restriction of Dalet Amis? They didn't allow them out of the Chatzir, but did they totally lift Benegay of the Chatzir, the restriction of Dalet Amis? Beis Yazik Tan means they deliberately made it a very small Chatzir, kidei that they should limit their movement to the Dalet Amis that's Me'ikir Adin as much as possible. That's what the Ramban learns. So there's Halacha Shaila. How much in the original Takana did they want to keep the din of Ein Leil Adalat Amis, lefi the Ramban that is called Yetz Ladas, and they have a din of Ein Leil Adalat Amis? The Chedushi Aran and Erevin learns that the Gemara Shaila Gufu was that Machlech Yishayinim we said. The Chedushi Aran learns that we're talking about a Yetz Ladas. He holds like the Ramban, that they don't blab like an Einus, they blab like a Mezit. The Shaila of Beis Yazik, was, were they allowed to go more than Dalet Amis in the Chatzir? Do you say, Beis Yazik Tanan, that in the Chatzir itself, even by Yetz Ladas, you're allowed to go more than Dalet Amis? Or Beis Yazik Tanan, Lishna the Tzara, that they had to stay in the Chatzir within the Dalet Amis, so Mamish was stuck in jail? And the Chedush Aran says it's a boidel ishita in the Gemara, and therefore, Sveika Lekula, and that's why he paskins like the Rishayim, even by Mezid, you're allowed to go out of the Dalet Amis. You do have the din of Mukif Mechitzis is Kedalet Amis.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.